Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast. Coming up on this week's episode, we talk about the Boris Johnson Partygate scandal in our off-script section. We also hear about the house events here at Manolodge, a science lesson in Year 4, a survey of breakfast in Year 5, and some would-you-rather questions for you to contemplate yourselves. Two of our siblings team up to discuss the most annoying things about siblings, plus we learn about the history of PlayStation and the biggest wins in Premier League history. And our teacher interview this week is with Mrs. Cutts. First up, it's Offscript, where I chat to our Year 6 podcasters about a topical item that's caught their attention recently. Okay, boys, so what's been in the news this week? What's caught your ear?
Well, Boris Johnson has been misleading his country accidentally, he claims.
Yeah, that's right. That's been a big story at the moment. So what's your understanding of this story so far?
So as far as I understand, a while back, Boris Johnson was throwing a party amidst the lockdown thing in the Parliament House, and everyone was like, oh my gosh, you're supposed to be following lockdown rules and now you're just throwing parties. And he denied it, and now he's saying, actually, okay, so we maybe did throw a party and lie to all of you about it, but we did it accidentally, so all no foul, it's all cool.
Yeah, that seems to be his claim. So James, what are your thoughts on it? Do you think his argument stands up?
Well, I think he should have either not done it at all in the first place, or if he did do it, he should have just admitted it straight away, because now he could get in trouble for lying to the whole country that he didn't do something when he actually did.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree there that it's one thing to make a mistake, but then to continuously lie about it probably makes it a whole lot worse. What about your view on the fact that he was leading the country and was issuing a lot of these rules, the fact that it seems that he was breaking them himself?
Yeah, this guy, first, I don't understand him. I guess he thought that he was above the rules because he created rules, he broke those rules, and now he's saying that he did lie to us and lying to us again by saying that he did accidentally. Like, actually, how do you mislead millions of people and then say it was an accident? You don't do something by that by accident. If I say, oh my gosh, I broke this chair, but I did it completely by accident, and then he said, no, but I did purposefully break the chairs, but I didn't, I accidentally misleaded you into thinking. That's not how it works. So it's just kind of, he's lied to us, and now he's lying to us again by saying that he didn't lie to us. And really, I don't want this guy to be in government anymore. Personally, maybe, I'm pretty sure this word is like an American. I feel like he should be impeached, but that's like for presidents.
Yeah. So that's what happens to presidents who are currently in position. He's thankfully not in prime ministerial position anymore. But yeah, I think a lot of people are very upset with him, aren't they? Because obviously lots of people had a very tough time through the pandemic. They were following these rules. They missed, you know, key moments in their lives that because of the restrictions. And to see that the main man in power was doing these things has obviously caused a lot of unrest. So obviously he's not prime minister anymore. But I think this whole process is sort of gearing towards him perhaps wanting to get back into government in one form or another. Lachlan, what do you think? Do you think he deserves another chance? Do you think he has something to bring to Parliament? Or do you think he's burnt those bridges?
I think he should just get out. I don't see, because he lies. He's lied to us. So surely we don't want someone who's lied to us and made us believe things. Because he's broken rules he's created. So that's like me saying, I'm not going to eat chocolate for a month. Then a few seconds later, I go and eat chocolate. Basically what he's done, he's lied to us and it's just made us not trust him anymore.
Yeah, I think trust is important. Yeah, absolutely. James, what are your thoughts?
So, like I said earlier, he should have just not done it in the first place or admitted it straight away. But if he ever goes back into politics or something like that, then I don't think anybody will trust him, like Lachlan said, because of all the wrongdoing he's done. So no one will like him, and then he'll probably just have to leave again. So I don't think there's any point of him trying again, because people would just not like him anymore.
Yeah, quite possibly. I think that a lot of people would find it hard to believe him, to trust him. But I think he does still have quite a lot of support out there amongst certain people as well. So, who knows how it might go. Final thoughts, Oba?
Personally, I would say he shouldn't have done that at all. And it's a horrible thing because he's lost trust by absolutely everyone because he created rules, he broke the rules, he lied about the rules, he lied about lying about those rules. But in the world we live in, it's so fast-paced and fast-moving, and the way that the government does work, I feel like while I wouldn't want him back in a position of power, I wouldn't be surprised if he got back on that high pedestal.
Yep, I think nothing would surprise many people in politics anymore. You're spot on there. All right, thank you very much, boys. Very interesting to hear your views. We'll speak again next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Next, we have George, Harry and Harley to talk us through a recent science experiment they enjoyed.
Hi, I'm Harry.
I'm Harley.
And I'm George. And today we are talking about our science in year four. It was about the digestive system. We represented it by doing an experiment.
First, we put a biscuit, banana and water in a bag. This was the food and the bag was the mouth.
Then we mushed the bag up. This represented the teeth.
Then we put a ball down a sock and put orange juice in as acid. The sock represented the esophagus and the ball was the food.
Afterwards, we poured the food in another bag. That represents the food going from the esophagus to the stomach. Then we poured the food from the bag into a legging. We then squeezed the acid out. This represents all the nutrients coming out and leaving the waste.
After that, we cut a hole in the legging, so that represented the waste / poo coming out the anus.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
A delightful end to that experiment there, boys. Thank you very much. Now over to Lachlan and Hugo to tell us about the house events here at Manor Lodge.
Hello, I'm Lachlan.
And I'm Hugo.
We are here to tell you about the house events.
We both love the house events. And we are in Centaurs.
If you have an older brother or sister, then you'll be in the same house as them.
We are brothers and we can both be annoying anyway. Back to the house events.
We have house events to raise money for Watling View Primary School.
The minimum donation is £2.
Some of the events include Crazy Hair Day, Mufti Day or Pyjama Day.
Speaking of Pyjama Day, it is coming up in a few weeks.
We use the money we get from the events to help improve the facilities at Watling View.
Some of them include the Peace Garden, but also stretch of land for running on.
Thanks for listening to our part of the podcast.
We hope you enjoyed it.
Bye.
Bye.
From one pair of siblings to another, here are Oba and Fiore with an entertaining take on the most annoying things about siblings.
Hi, I'm Fiore.
And I'm Oba. We're siblings, so we can get into each other's throats.
So today, we're going to talk about the most annoying things about siblings.
First of all, sharing some things can be really annoying, like sharing a room.
Number two, when the older one chooses first and the younger sibling gets the bad stuff. It's just not fair.
You think that's unfair? Number three, younger siblings always steal from older siblings.
Do not!
Do too!
Look, the listeners are not here to hear our silly arguments. Let's just continue.
Number four, younger siblings lie to get their way.
Now that's just savage.
Number five, we argue about things 24/7, 365, and it's always about the smallest things.
But what about on leap years?
Then 366.
But now, what about regular years?
Just stop.
Number six, when siblings disagree. I mean, it happens all the time.
And finally, number seven, the absolute most annoying thing about siblings, they always nag at each other.
That reminds me, can you play with me?
Thank you for listening. We hope you
enjoyed.
Thank you, guys. Now, Ruby in year five has been surveying her classmates to find out about their favourite breakfasts.
Hello, my name is Ruby. I have surveyed what the Year 5 group, including teachers, have had for breakfast on a particular day in March. So counting down from 5. Number 5, we have waffles. Fourth most popular was porridge. Third came pancakes. and at number two we had toast, making the grand winner at number one cereal. I hope that gave you some inspiration for tomorrow's breakfast. See you soon. Bye.
It has indeed. Over to George and Harry next, who have now got some would you rather questions to pose to you.
Hello, I'm Harry.
And I'm George.
And today we are talking about the best would you rather questions.
Number one, would you rather live a short life and be mega rich or live a long life but be really poor? I'd probably be live a long life but be really poor because, like, you'd get to have more experiences.
I would probably do a short life and mega rich because you could buy something so you couldn't die.
That's quite good.
Would you rather play for a rubbish football team but be an excellent player or be a rubbish footballer and play for a great club?
I'd probably play for a rubbish football team but be an excellent player because I could get scouted by a very good club.
I would probably be the same as George.
Number three, would you rather eat chocolate every day or fruit every day?
I would rather eat fruit every day because then you would be more healthier.
Yeah, me too.
Would you rather eat an egg roll or a meat roll?
That reminds me of Liver King. I'd probably eat an egg roll because it has lots of protein.
I would eat meat raw and put a vaccine in it so it would be healthier.
Number five.
Would you rather meet a YouTuber or be a YouTuber?
I'd probably be a YouTuber.
Yeah, me too, because then I can meet myself every day.
Yeah. Number six, would you rather eat McDonald's every day or eat fruit every day?
I would rather eat fruit every day.
I would probably eat fruit every day as well.
Would you rather eat Italy's food every day or France's?
I would probably eat Italy's because it has more options.
Yeah, and I like Italy food. It's pizza and pasta and spaghetti. Yeah.
Number eight, would you rather go to Disneyland every day or Universal every day?
Probably Universal.
Yeah, because it's got bigger rides than Disney.
Yes.
But Disney's like more family.
Yes. Would you rather eat Indian food or Chinese food? That's hard.
I'd probably eat Chinese food.
Yeah, Chinese.
Number 10, would you rather have a Nintendo Switch or a PS5?
I would have a PS5 because they're probably better with the graphics.
Yeah. Bye. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Following from that last question, we learned a great deal about the history of Nintendo a couple of podcasts back. So now here's James to fill us in on their rival, the history of PlayStation.
Hello. Today, I'm going to complement Obba's Nintendo history with the history of PlayStation. We start back in December of 1994 in Japan, where the first ever PlayStation, the PlayStation, which isn't the most original name ever, but it still managed to sell a whopping 102.49 million units. Next, we have the PlayStation 1 in 2000, which is basically the same as the PlayStation, with the same CPU, the same GPU, the same memory, the same... you get it. The only difference is the fact it was slimmer, but was discontinued after only selling 28.15 million. But on from that, we have the best-selling console ever, the PlayStation 2, which sold over 158 million units. And was much more improved in all ways to the previous ones, with a nicer design, much better CPU, GPU and memory. Next, we're following the same tradition with the PlayStation 2 Slim, once again, basically the same except from the size. Now on to the PlayStation Portable, like a Nintendo Switch, but PlayStation. Not much to say about that, with only 82 million sales. For the PlayStation 3, still not moving on that much in sales, with 87.4 million. Then they made the Slim model, again. Then they made a PSP again, this time calling it the PS Vita, which is a massive failure. Then they made the PS3 Slim again, this time calling it the PlayStation 3 Super Slim. Finally, they made a better console called the PS4. Then guess what they made? A Slim model, and a Pro model, and the original PlayStation again. And now finally, with the modern PS5, it's 10 million sales in just 2 years. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast.
Now we have Harley to tell us about the biggest wins in Premier League history.
Hello, my name is Harley, and today I'll be talking about the top 7 best wins in the Premier League. Number 1, Chelsea versus Wigan Athletic. Wigan Athletic lost 8-0. It was the 9th of May 2010. Number 2, Chelsea versus Aston Villa. Aston Villa lost 8-0. It was the 23rd of December 2012. Number 3, Southampton versus Sunderland. Sunderland lost 8-0. It was the 18th of October 2014. Number 4, Manchester City versus Watford. Manchester City won 8-0. It was the 21st of September 2019. Number 5, Southampton versus Leicester City. Leicester City won 9-0. It was the 25th of October 2019. Number 6, Manchester United versus Southampton. Manchester United won 9-0. It was the 2nd of February 2021. Number 7, Liverpool versus Bournemouth. Liverpool won 9-0. It was the 27th of August 2022. Thank you for listening.
To round things off before our musical outro, it's time for our teacher interview. Over to Karen and Erin from Year 3 to put their questions to Mrs. Cutts.
Hello, I'm Karen.
And I'm Erin.
Can we ask you some questions?
Number 1, do you have lots of children at Rainbow Room or not many?
I have quite a few children who come to the Rainbow Room.
Okay. How many children go to the Rainbow Room? Just tell us roughly, like.
Yeah. Well, that depends on what they're coming for. So, probably, gosh, I don't know, around 30 regularly, and then probably more than that, sort of as and when they need to.
Okay. Number 3. Do you like your job in the Rainbow Room?
I love my job in the Rainbow Room.
Well, we were hoping you did. How long have you been working here for?
About 16 or 17 years.
Wow.
Very long time. Longer than you've been alive.
Number 5. Do you enjoy working at Manor Lodge?
Of course, I've stayed so long. It's because I enjoy it so much.
When did you start working as a teacher?
About 16 or 17 years ago, when I came here.
Why did you choose to be a Rainbow Room teacher?
Oh, well, I've only been a Rainbow Room teacher for maybe 4 years. So slightly different to being a class teacher. And why did I choose to be a Rainbow Room teacher? Because I wanted to do something a little bit different. And that would mean that I learnt some new skills and I was a sort of different type of teacher.
Did you want to like help children with their mental brain power?
Oh yes, I love helping children with their mental brain power and with all sorts of other things. So I do, that's the side of it I like, that I've got time to really listen and help children with their, whatever challenges and difficulties they may be having.
Number 8, how did you get your current job?
Well, I had to apply for it.
Is this just going to be the same explanation? Or?
No, I had to apply for it. I had to do an interview and do a presentation and answer lots of questions.
It's
kind of like an exam. Yeah,
kind
of like an interview.
Like an example of one of the questions. Like, if it's personal, then you don't have to answer that.
An example of a question they might ask you in an interview. Well, they might give you a scenario, like a sort of like a an imaginary sort of situation and ask you how you would deal with that situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you ever want to have a different job?
Oh, maybe one day. I'm happy at the moment, but maybe one day.
Okay. Number 10. What school did you go to when you were your age?
When I was your age? Oh, yeah. I was at a really tiny church school that was in a village.
Very Sounds small. Nice.
Yeah, it was nice. It was very nice.
Like nice in the countryside.
It was kind of, yeah, a little bit more so than here, really.
Number 11. Did you have any brothers or sisters?
I've got one brother.
Like
he
me.
Looks a bit like Mr. Crow. He reminds me of Mr. Crow. He's quite a lot younger than me.
My brother is 4 years younger than me. No, 3.5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he is a pain.
Oh.
My brother is 3.5 and my older brother wow. is 9.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So you're one in the middle.
Yes. Yeah.
What was your...
You're the only girl.
Yeah, except for my mum.
Oh, yeah.
Number 12, what was your favourite chocolate bar?
Oh, as a bit of a fan when I was your age, or maybe a bit older, I was a fan of the Crunchy Bar. You heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
I'm not as bothered anymore.
Like the snack bars that you get from Cadbury.
Yeah, now I like really dark chocolate,
oh,
which
I
didn't like when I was your age.
I don't like dark chocolate.
I love
dark
chocolate.
Oh, yeah, I like that. So dark chocolate, also you eat less of it. Because okay. it's quite rich.
Thank you for answering Ooh. Our question.
No, look.
Oh, 13. The last question. What was your favourite book when you were little?
So when I was little, I used to love The Faraway Tree.
Oh. I think I've heard of that before.
Yeah. I remember our teachers read it to us in reception.
And my other favourite was The Worst Witch.
Oh yeah,
I've heard of those.
Yeah.
I have Jill loads Murphy. Of those.
Jill Murphy.
She wrote them when she was like 14 or something.
Oh, wow. I used to love them anyway when I was your age.
Thank you for answering our questions.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, girls.
Fantastic. Thanks, girls, indeed. Thanks to Mrs. Cutts and thanks to everyone for listening. The intro music you heard this week was created on Incredibox by Harry. And now to close the pod, here's Layla in year 3 playing Ode to Joy on the piano.